Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I'm going to Zechariah 4:6. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Testament. One thing that you need to grasp, hang on just a second. Is how many times in Zechariah, you know, they're rebuilding over and over and over and over in that book, the word the Lord of hosts is used. Jehovah Sabaoth. One of the redemptive names of God. Not Sabbath, Sabaoth. The Lord of the angelic armies of God. And of course, there was an angel carrying on this conversation with him. And the interesting thing about this is the record time. The power of God came on everyone there. It was supernatural the way it was carried out. But we know because thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thus saith the Lord of hosts. There were angels involved in this, not just the angel of the Lord that was speaking with him. Man, there are angels all over the place doing what they do. Well, this room is filled with angels right now. Amen. Absolutely. Every person, according to Jesus, every person has an angel. Well, they didn't go away when you grew up, did they? No, of course not. And this force that is available is super available in the financial realm. In the little book of Malachi, the tithing book, Lord of hosts is used 22 times in that little book. Angelic forces. Well, they are super involved in our finances. But only according to your and my leadership. Well, Lord, it's got it. No, 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 no. Let me remind you of something. You remember there when Jesus said, what is 16th chapter of Matthew? On this rock, the rock of revelation, will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Remember what he said? I give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I give you the keys. Whatever you lock on the earth is locked up, and whatever you in heaven, whatever you unlock, you, me. Amen. Now, let me read this to you. And hang on just one second here. Okay. All right. That sounds strange. Everybody open your iPads. I don't know. Somebody said, you're old school. Yeah, that's right. I'm old and I went to school, so... Now, just listen. Then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force, nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Ooh. Amen. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, "May God bless it, may God bless it." Yes. Amen. Then another message came to me from the Lord. Zerubbabel is the one that laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hands. Small beginnings. Now, what does this have to do with our offering tonight? Everything. A lot of stuff has happened all year long. There are people that have just been wiped out. And it's beginning again. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, first thing you need to do is shut up. No, don't go there. No, don't despise where you are. Just don't stay there. Don't despise where you are. I remember an old country song. Yesterday is dead and gone. And tomorrow's out of sight. Right now, it's what you and I loose. It's what you and I bind. It's earth's move. God's already done his part. None of this stuff caught him off guard. It was just some of us kind of slow, that's all. Slow catching up. No, it didn't catch him off guard. Not ever. Well, Brother Copeland, why hadn't he done something? I just got through telling you, Jesus said he gave you the keys of the kingdom. Let me remind you of something. Bill? The janitor has a key to the bank.
Yes, sir.
But that's all he can get in is the broom closet. He can get in the door, but as far as he's going.
That's right.
He doesn't have the keys of the bank.
That's right. That's good.
The president of the bank and the owner of the bank can get into everything, including the vault of the bank.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Are you hearing? Yes. The keys of the kingdom.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We have the divine authority with the power tools of heaven. The power tool, that name. It locks and it unlocks. It is the key to the treasure house of heaven. Now, there's some things that we're going to deal with concerning these things later on as we go the rest of this week. Those keys have to be used. Well, what do I do with my keys? Where do I leave my keys? Well, you're not going to get in there, Clyde, unless you can find your keys, brother. What is the main. The main thing. Is it the name? No. It's the covenants in which the name is invoked and locks and unlocks your treasure house.
That's right.
It doesn't. We're not dealing with yesterday. We're dealing with the day. Amen.
Amen.
We're dealing with the results of yesterday. But think about it. You know this, and I know this. Whatever you have today is a result of what you said yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. You need to turn that air conditioner. I'm telling you, you know, turn that, fix that thing before I get pneumonia. What did you say? Shut your mouth. What did you say?
Yeah.
Well, Brother Copeland, what is that heart? And your angel's saying, what in the world does she want with pneumonia? We can't help her get that. We can't even help her get rid of it. She won't let me. Huh? Covenants. The key keys of the kingdom start with the covenants. Beginning in Genesis with blood.
Yes. Amen.
Even Adam's name is red. His name is blood. The blood covenants. We have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and our words, the words of our testimony, the words of our confession, the words of faith coming out our mouths. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it certainly has everything in the world to do with heavenly economics. So, don't despise small beginnings. Now, this is not the end. What do you say? Let me get that back. This is what the Lord says. It's not by force, but by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing. Nothing. No thing. Nothing. Not even a mighty mountain will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Flatten it. The mountain of debt, flatten it. Amen. Glory to God. Then start again. And we're going to discuss some more of these things as we go. But I want to say this to you. It doesn't go very far away from me all the time. The first partner meeting I was ever in with my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, I'd never heard anything like that in my life. And I thought, this is the most wonderful thing I've heard of in my life. And you've heard me tell it over and over again. Well, you bet to hear it again. And I was driving the car, but it's a partner service. I heard he's going to pray for me every day. He's going to pray for me every day. And he would go out and preach, glory to God, give an invitation, and just thousands of people would come to the Lord. And he would lead them in prayer. And then he would come back, but between there and the invalid room, you know, large crowds make really, really sick people nervous. And so they had a little table with a black curtain around it. And he would hold the names of his partners on microfiche. And some of you kids may not know what microfiche is, but... And this was originally invented as a way to store things on film. You could take a picture of a newspaper and then take the negative and draw it down to where it was micro size. Well, and then he would, you know, lay his hands on his partners. Well, then came USBs. You're in here. So I just carry you around my pocket. Amen. Staff brought in the books, and all the books are like this, and there's two or three of them that are just huge like this. But then I pray for my partners every day. Praise God. And they had the little manila envelopes, little church envelopes with a little wooden pencil in it, and you could fill out your thing. And he was talking about $10 a month. And now we're talking about small beginnings here. And I didn't have $10. In the world, I didn't have $10. So I thought, hey, that pencil is mine. And so I filled out a little envelope for $10 a month. And I stuck it in the envelope and started to leave. And just as I started, we're in Georgia. And this woman said, hey, you. I turned around and said, yeah, you. And she was sitting right about over here. She said, the Lord been aware of wanting me this whole meeting to give you $10. And African-American woman, I would judge probably in her maybe 30s, maybe probably about my age. And I get to heaven, I want to meet that woman. I said, oh, give it here, lady. I got my $10, got my pencil, stuck it in my pocket. I'm a partner. But literally, and I went home and told Gloria we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, Kenneth, where are we ever going to get $10 a month? And so I said, sit down here, girl. And I preached it just close as I could. And the bottom line was, I said, Gloria, we can have Oral Roberts anointing for $10 a month. But we still didn't know where it was going to come from. Amen. So really, small beginnings,
right.
A pencil. Yeah. But we never turned back. We just kept going forward, just going forward, just going forward. And God started doing supernatural things that got, we unusually, $20, $20 a month, $20 a month, $20 a month. We pay our tithe of two. Oral got 10. And we did what we could with the rest. And we're still doing that, only it's considerably more than it was back then. Amen. But you see, that small beginning. The only thing that'll foul up a small beginning is start backing up. Don't ever back up. Just don't ever back up. And just keep going forward. Amen. But Brother Copeland, I can't. That's right. That's right. You can't. You said you couldn't, so you can't. That saying stuff doesn't work for me. It just did. See, that covenants, name, and mouth. It's all connected in the spiritual system. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and we honor the fact that you have seen fit to turn the operation of this planet over to human beings because you have more confidence in us than we do. And especially those of us that know you as Lord and Savior. And especially those of us that walk in a place of faith before you. And we are so grateful to you for it. I'm asking you to reveal to each one of us, not only here present, but those online, we ask you to reveal to each one what is their part of this offering and the finances of this ministry. And we thank you and praise you with all of our hearts because you are the God of the heavenly armies. And that heavenly army is standing ready to take care of business financially for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Properly handling wealth means understanding the purpose for prosperity. It's always been God's desire to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others, dispensing His love. Learn more about true biblical prosperity in Blessed to Be a Blessing by Kenneth Copeland. You can find clear direction in these pages as to how to take action on his promises and become a valuable asset to God's kingdom. Realize the true purpose of having the blessing in your life. In the accompanying mini book, Gloria Copeland concisely lays the foundational basics of living according to God's word in order to qualify for increase. Take Build Your Financial Foundation with you and read it over and over to allow these truths to get into your heart and bring results. With the Purpose of Prosperity package, you'll be equipped to follow God's word with the right motivation and see increase not only flow to you, but also through you. You are blessed to be a blessing.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer. today.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Now, no matter where you are financially today, you can use your faith, faith in Jesus, faith in the word of God, to speak the promises of God over your situation and watch them turn around. And God has promised you that His blessing makes you rich and that He adds no sorrow with it. Listen, don't give up, because God is faithful to do what He promised in His word that He would do. And right now, it's up to you to believe what He said, to stand on His word, stand in faith, and begin to expect to see His promises come to pass in your life. Now, today is offering day on this broadcast, so let me read to you from Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, you've heard the word today, and many of you have been watching these broadcasts for years now, and you've heard the word. And the scriptural, the biblical assignment that you and I have, when we hear word that brings revelation to us and it brings answers to questions and it turns the light on for us, we go back before the Lord and say, "Okay, Father, how do you want me to sow back into this to make sure the word that I've heard doesn't stop with me, but that somebody else is able to get this same life-changing revelation?" And that's where partnership comes in. I know many of you watching this broadcast today, you are partners, and you have got testimony of the good things that God's done in your life through partnership. If you're not yet a partner with this ministry, I encourage you today, go before the Lord. Find out if you have an assignment to stand alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And the scripture said, when you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, that you will also reap. Now, partners, listen, we thank God for you. We pray for you every single day. There is somebody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries declaring the blessing of the Lord over your life every day. And you are such a critical part of this message of the gospel of Jesus Christ going out from this place to the top of the world, to the bottom, all the way around the middle. And we want you to know we receive your giving. We call you blessed. And more important than that, God sees it. He receives it. When you sow in faith and you sow in love, it comes up before Him and it opens up a window and gives Him a door of access into your life, your family, and your finances. And we declare it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.